A good Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Ba'aloscha, Tavshin 9 test. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha about the famous pasuk that we say when we take out the Sefer Torah, when we lane, Perek Yud, Sukkim, Laman Hei, Laman Vav, Vahibin Saya Ha'aroin. When the ark journeyed, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said, Kuma Hashem, arise Hashem, V'yafutsu Oyevecha, and your foes shall disperse. Uvenucha Yomer Shuva Hashem Ruvais Afi Yisrael. When it came to rest, Moshe would say, reside Hashem among the tents, the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. There are many things that we learn from these psukim. We know that these two psukim constitute their own sefer. And the Medrash Tanchuma tells us something very interesting that we would not think of. But he associates the traveling of the Arim and the dispersing of our foes with the mitzvah of Kibud Av. And you might ask, what does Kibud Av have to do with Vayihi ben Tzaya Ha'arayim? Medrash Tanchuma tells us in Parshas Toldos, Parshal Yud Aleph, when Yaakov comes before Yitzchak, when he is told by his mother to go into Yitzchak and take the brachas that Esav is supposed to get, Yaakov comes into his father Yitzchak, and he brings in the food that he was asked to bring, and he says, "Kumna shava v'achla, arise if you please, please sit and please eat." He spoke in a courteous manner. The Medrash says that Yaakov's manner of speech contrasts with that of Esav, who later came before Yitzchak when he walked in with the food, and he said, Yakum avi v'yoychal. He did not say, kum na shava, he did not say, please get up, but he said, Yakum, commanding, without the word please, Yakum avi, my father shall get up and eat. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, Hato amarto kum na. You said, kum na, hare ben bincha, Moshe yomar li, kuma Hashem v'yafutsu. Ata amarta shiva, ben bincha yomar shuva Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, kabiyachol, you said, please get up. Your grandson, Moshe Rabbeinu, will say, kuma Hashem v'yafutsu. Get up, Hashem, and disperse our enemies. Ata amarta shiva, you said, please sit, ben bincha yomar shuva Hashem. Your grandson, Moshe Rabbeinu, will say, Shuva Hashem, reside Hashem amongst Klal Yisrael. So we see from here that this great blessing, that our enemies will disperse and flee, was granted only in the zchus and the merit of Kibud Av V'Em, performed by Yaakov Aminu, who addressed his father with special respect, asking, Kumna Shuva. The mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, the Gemara tells us in Yerushalmi, Peya, Yud Yud, is Chamura Sheva V'Chamuris. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, about this mitzvah, Hishva HaKosov Kibud Av Eim L'Kavod HaMakom. The respect that we must give our parents is equivalent to that we must give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And from our parsha we learn that this mitzvah has an eternal impact, resulting even generations later in the dispersion of Am Yisrael's enemies, both physical and spiritual. When we look at the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, we must take our cue from Yaakov Avinu. We must fulfill this mitzvah warmly and pleasantly. The Gemara tells us, Yesh Meichel Ovid Pisyone Betarde Min HaOlam Yesh Matchinoi Berechayim Avir L'Chayim Abo. A person can feed his father the finest delicacies and be punished for it. And if he does this begrudgingly and unpleasantly, and a person can have his father perform arduous labor and thereby earn a share in the next world, if this is what he needs to do for his father, and he does so pleasantly. The Tanit V'Eliyahu tells us, in explaining this great mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, that it's mentioned in the Aseret HaDibros after the mitzvah of Shabbos, L'lamnecha, to teach you, shekol zman she'adam mechabed es ovi v'imoy, ein chet shechol Shabbos l'shar shum kol chet ba'al yodai. V'im chata nimcholoi, says the Tanit V'Eliyahu something tremendous about Kibud Av, that if a person, why does the Torah write the mitzvah of Aseret HaDibros right after the mitzvah of Shabbos and the Aseret HaDibros? To tell us that as long as a person respects his father and his mother, he will not come upon the sins of Shabbos desecration or any other sin. And if he does, he is forgiven. So let us try to take this mitzvah, as we know that the generations are declining, and we see a decline in the relationship between father and son, mother and daughter, children and their parents. Parents today are no longer treated with the respect that they were once treated, not only in our world, but of course in the general population, and it has trickled down to us, we must try to observe this great mitzvah to the best of our ability. We must remember that the way we treat our parents is the way our children will treat us, as our treatment of our parents show our children the way parents should be treated. If we invest effort in this mitzvah, we will be worthy of great blessings. Amen. Ken Yeratzen, a good Shabbos.